please like and subscribe. Let's grow NAI basketball. Thank you. Cascade Hoops Talk, bringing the world NAI basketball one podcast at a time. Cascade Hoops Talk, Billy D. Well, it's Friday. Not a ton of games last night, but boy, every night now, they're really consequential. Big news last night, Langston won the Sooner Conference. We'll talk about that. Congratulations to Coach Wright and to Langston University. Coach Wright's done a great job over there. And then we'll update you on the rest of the scores as well. So let's just start right there in the Sooner Conference with Langston. They won that game. That was a home game. They got to win the conference at home and cut down their nets. They won that game 70-65. Anthony Roy, 18 points. Cortez Mosley, 20 points, 2 rebounds. So Langston is 24-1. They're the Sooner Athletic Conference champions, and they're going to play Oklahoma Panhandle on Saturday. Once again, congratulations, Coach Wright, and to everybody there at Langston. Sagu, they didn't have such a great night. They went down last night to Mid-America Christian. They lost at home. Mid-America Christian is really, really playing good basketball. Michael Henderson, 18 points, 3 rebounds. Seth Hurd, 13 points, 5 rebounds. Sagu slips down to 17-8. That's going to be tough for them, boy, in postseason. Get a good seed. They're going to play Southwestern on Saturday. So take a quick look at the couple other games in the conference. Texas Wesleyan beats Oklahoma City. UNT Dallas won. Science and Arts beat John Brown. Science and Arts is in there punching. We mentioned Mid-America Christian, and Central Christian nipped Oklahoma Panhandle in overtime. Panhandle's getting a little better every game. They're not quite winning games yet, but they've done a good job there. They're going to be competitive next season. Let's take a look at the standings. Now, this actually, Langston is 18-1. Anyway, it's a long story. But here's what really the story here. This anywhere, these four teams from Wayland Baptist, Mid-America, Science and Arts, and Sagu, any of these teams could finish second to fifth. And of course, you have to be in the top four to get a home game. Every one of these games, every one of these teams is in action on Saturday, and they're all going to play somebody different. So Science and Arts is going to go to Oklahoma City. Mid-America Christian is going to host UNT Dallas. Sagu is going to Southwestern Christian. And Wayland Baptist is going to Central Christian. So keep an eye on those games on Saturday. See who gets home court advantage in the first round there in the Sooner Conference. In the Mid-South, Cumberland's, number 5 Cumberland's, they won 85-75 over Lindsey Wilson. Anthony Johnson, 18 points, 3 rebounds. J.J. Ramey, 17 points, 4 rebounds. They go to 22-2. They're going to play Georgetown on Saturday. Freed Hardeman, they won as well. They beat Cumberland 102-61. Chase Fiddler, 18 points. Sam Powell, 13 points. They go to 21-4 right here, and they're going to play Campbellsville on Saturday. Take a look. There's only one other game. Bethel was able to beat Campbellsville last night. Quick look at the standings. Remember, every team in this conference makes the playoffs. So Cumberland's is a half game up on Freed Hardeman. That is the only drama here. It's really for bragging rights because they only get one seed, and that seed comes out of the conference tournament. But if you're going to watch a Mid-South game this weekend, this is the one, Cumberland's and Georgetown. Like I say, the tournament champion is the one who gets the auto bid in that conference. And the Southern States was upset city last night. Tennessee Southern fell to William Carey. They were at William Carey. They got beat 76-69. Earl Smith, 12 points. Ashton Campbell 15.6 rebounds. Tennessee Southern falls to 23-3. They're going to play Loyola on Saturday. And then Mobile, they fell as well to Life. Life is pretty good. Not a huge, huge upset. 81-79. Joshua Ward for the Eagles, 29 points, 13 rebounds, 8 assists. Ah, the stat guy could have gave him a little help for a triple-double, huh? Nathan Presnell, 17 points, 9 rebounds. So Mobile goes to 20-6. And according to Presto, they'll play Loyola on the 20th, which, what, that's 4 days away. Not sure if they have a game in between. I just take it right off Presto. So also in the southern states, Blue Mountain defeated Loyola by 1. That was a tight game. Okay, let's look at these standings. So this is all set. Remember, these six, these 10 teams make it. Yeah, 10 teams make the playoffs in the Southern Conference. These four do a play-in game, and then that sets up a traditional 8-team bracket. These six teams are set. But look at the bottom four. I mean, any one of these teams in the next few games can fall out. So Faulkner, Thomas, Loyola, Blue Mountain, Middle Georgia State. Here's the schedule. Middle Georgia is going to be at Dalton State. Bruton Parker is going to be at Thomas. Life is going to be at Stillman. Tennessee Southern at Loyola. William Carey at Blue Mountain. And then Faulkner is going to be at Point. There's some teams in that group that, or at least one team that is not going to make it. Over in the Frontier, Montana Tech wins again, 91-61 over Rocky Mountain. Camden Lawrence, he had 15 points, 8 rebounds. Asa Williams, 18 points, 2 rebounds. The Ore Diggers, they go to 21-4. Big, big showdown on Saturday with Carroll. I'll show you that in the standings here in just a half a second. Montana Northern beat Montana Western tonight, and then Carroll, they won to set up that showdown. They beat the Argos of Providence last night. Going to the standings there in the Frontier. There's only 3 games left there. So Montana, these two teams get a bye. These 4 teams play in, and then that sets up a semifinal. So this 2 teams come out of this, play these 2 teams. So you want to be in the number 1 and number 2, and see, it's going to be Montana Tech and Carroll. So Montana Tech and Carroll, they play each other on Saturday. I think the Mid-South is the same. I hope I didn't misspeak. But this is really for bragging rights, because the Frontier only gets 1 automatic bid. But this is a game, if you're gonna pay attention to a Frontier Conference game on Saturday, this is it. Carroll has to go to Butte and play Montana Tech. That'll be a good game nevertheless, regardless. In the Red River Athletic Conference, so Huston-Tillotson, they defeat Louisiana Christian. North American nips Texas A&M, Texarkana. LSU Alexandria falls last night to Our Lady of the Lake. And LSU Shreveport falls to on the road to Xavier. Paul Quinn wins. I didn't get a score here. It is so hard to get a score out of Southwest. But here's the standings. This is what I wanted to show you. So LSU Alexandria looked like they kind of were in the driver's seat. I'm going to assume Texas College won at Southwestern or Southwest. We'll have to wait and see. But if that's the case, these two are dead tied. Just a couple games left. This is a standard 8 team. That line's in the wrong place. Should be down under Southwest. I apologize for that. This is the big battle here. Obviously, one of these teams is not going to make it either. Paul Quinn, Huston-Tillotson. I apologize for that red line being in the wrong place. Okay, so on Saturday, Our Lady of the Lake takes on Louisiana Christian. So Texas A&M, Texarkana, they go to Xavier. LSU, Shreveport, they go to North American. And Texas College takes on Paul Quinn. Big, big game. LSU Alexandria at Huston-Tillotson. And where's Texas College at? Paul Quinn. So keep an eye on those games. That Red River is going to come down to the last game. And over in the American Midwest, Central Baptist wins again. They're going to win the conference. Columbia wins, and as does Missouri Baptist. All the teams make the tournament. These are going to be the home teams. These are going to be the road teams. Well, that's what I got for last night. And it's Friday, so you know I'm going on the road. I'm going to watch basketball all weekend. And you should do the same thing. Get out and support your local NAI team. And it's no joke. It is the best entertainment value in America. Get out there and support your team. Thank you very much for supporting our podcast. Please like and subscribe. Get out to your local NAI school, because NAI basketball is the best entertainment value in America.